Daniel Radcliffe, if he wasn't lead singer of a band, what would that band name be called? Radcliffe and the what?
I think that he would be a rapper. Harry P. and the Quidwitches.
And the Little Unicorns.
3, 2, 1.
The Weekly Exchange.
So this week, we are actually looking at the top 5 most added songs to indie all stations across the nation right now. Starting with number 5, Foo Fighters' Outside.
It's the best Foo Fighters track of all time, but I will say it sounds like they're going back to their roots. It sounds like the original Foo Fighters when the Foo Fighters were first fooing. And that makes me glad. I'm happy.
You're feeling it.
I am feeling it. I think they got away from themselves for a little while for a couple of albums. Not that I don't appreciate when artists expand their sound and try new things creatively, but everybody loves the original Foo Fighter sound, Everlong, Hero, stuff like that, and that's what this sounds like.
Favorite song.
You know what I love? Live from the Pantages Theater, they did Skin and Bones, and it was gorgeous.
Tell my mom I'm doing fine, doing fine, doing fine. Skin and bones, skin and bones, skin and bones, don't you know?
You definitely learning to fly.
Yeah.
There's just something about it. It's iconic. The lyrics
it
are
is.
Iconic.
It is iconic.
And that's the problem with this song for me. Sonic Highways was this album that was supposed to be, each song was recorded in a different city, in a different studio, trying to catch the flavor of America.
Yeah, totally.
Now, if you had to guess from this song, what state was this recorded in?
I want to say Austin, Texas.
No. It was California,
huh,
right?
Nah.
It doesn't come across as what they're doing, which is supposed to be like a flavor. Like, imagine you have like a food sampler, like pizza from Little Italy in New York or sushi from San Francisco. It doesn't come across like that.
It seems like the subtext is the roots of music matter are important for people to know.
I feel like I have the opportunity and the resource to give this to everyone. I can do it, so why wouldn't I do it?
Actually, this is kind of cool. Joe Walsh, the guitarist of the Eagles, is the guitarist for this song.
I don't know that that was necessary. I think Dave Grohl's just fishing. He's running out of ideas, and now he's just cherry-picking dudes from other bands.
He's like, I need something California. Oh, wait, Eagles, that song, Hotel California. Get them to do stuff.
Oh, Dave, you're slumming it. Slumming it, my friend.
I just don't see how this song relates to California at all. I don't see it. The lyrics don't come across. Like you said, they're going back to their roots. But this whole concept album, it's almost more like the HBO series.
So what you're saying is you don't like this song.
I'm saying that, yes.
Okay. I would expect that. Do you?
Am I have to fight you over it?
No, you know what? I'm gonna
Let's slap!
It's not my favorite Foo Fighters song. I would do anything for Dave Grohl, but it's not my favorite.
Let's smack down!
Okay.
Let's get ready to rumble!
At number 4, we're looking at Elvi, Return to the Moon.
Return to the moon. I'm tired. Return to the moon.
See, I absolutely love this track.
I'm so bored by it.
See, what are the Nationals lacking? I feel like this song is like you're floating away somewhere.
I think the sound that Elvi has produced is what the Nationals were after and didn't accomplish. Obviously, there's people whose ear is more in tune with that kind of melodic, mellow indie stuff. I need you to make me feel something. And that feeling shouldn't be drowsy.
Do you think you could give this song a chance to grow on you, or is
Yes, always. I'm always open to let music impress me.
All right, at number 3, Foles, Mountain at My Gates.
Love, 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 love. I love it more than the first album. You agree?
Oh my
Finally,
God.
Give me some skin.
Yeah!
I see it more and more each day. I see a
interesting. So first off, you have this experimental post-rock band that literally the whole reason they were created was a party band. And these guys were known for, like, one of their party gigs, they actually, a kitchen wall was knocked down with fire extinguishers. Their music incited fire extinguishing knocking of walls.
They've never pushed me to the point of rage. That's not what I get from them. But I will say, in doing the Kesla concert series and working with bands from all over the place, Foals have been described as the band's band. Bands really look up to this band. Finish Ticket out of San Francisco, love Foals. Animal Years out of Brooklyn, also Foals fans. The first album I didn't super love. I didn't hate, but I didn't love. Mountain at My Gates is dope.
Where does it take you?
It takes me back to the ranch that I grew up in, actually. In Acton, California, on the donkey rescue I grew up in, it reminds me of just sitting out there looking at the wilderness and just being 15 and feeling like I had my whole life ahead of me.
I feel like that I'm on a horse with a wild prairie.
Could it be a donkey?
Could be a donkey. I might be living your life. I'm not completely sure.
You can share my memories. They're pretty sexy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Here's another cool fact about their new album, What Went Down. This album was actually recorded in Saint-Romain de Provence, which is apparently notable for being the birthplace of, first off, Nostradamus and the site of Van Gogh's hospitalization after mental illness and self-mutilation. Now, the lead singer, he was like, I wanted to explore the extremities, the darkest crevices of my mind. Do you think he's achieved that with this track?
It doesn't take me to a deep, dark place. It takes me somewhere. It's uplifting as far as I'm concerned. But if that is how he's working through whatever, I think that he has succeeded admirably.
And then at number two, have you had a chance to check out Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats?
Oh boy.
Oh boy! Oh boy.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. One more night.
Everybody, you are in love with this song, even if you don't know it yet. This track is incredible. The band is incredible. All around, I'm a fan. I am sold. Put it on my tab.
Yeah. It is so good. He's
so
coming
good.
From the heart of Memphis. In fact, if you haven't checked out Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show performance,
You know how I feel about bands that perform well live. If you can sound as good as you do in the studio live, then regardless if you're my preferred genre of music, I am a fan and I respect your talent.
Well is an understatement. It is spot on perfection.
Dope as
So what I like about this is he's bringing back this revivalist funk, soul, and R&B. You know, kind of how Amy Winehouse brought that retro sound back with Rehab. And he's got this mixture of like Otis Redding, Booker T, and the MGs with a splash of Mumford & Sons.
Nailed it. That's exactly right.
Every time I hear this track, I think of you immediately.
Really?
I'm like, woo, get a drink. Somebody buy this chick a drink.
Don't though. Today's the worst.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was really loud.
That's all right. Yeah, I can hear color right now. Everybody just keep your voices
down. Color is this song?
You know, it's a nice baby blue.
I'm going to have to say for me a burgundy red.
Or you know what? I'm going to change my answer. It's hot pink.
You can't change your answer. You're never allowed to change your answer.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, hot pink, hot pink.
So we agree, and you will definitely be hearing it soon on Kesla. And then finally at number one, Silver Sun Pickups back on the scene with Nightlight.
Adorable band, and I will say they were voted by the K-Slug listeners as the best band of the 2000s. So we know the K-Slug crowd enjoys this band. This new track did not disappoint.
So in your opinion, why do you think people think of them as the best band of the 2000s? Like, what is it about Silver Sun Pickups?
Lazy Eye was so gripping, and there was like this androgynous lead vocal. Nobody could pin that down. To me, it really embodied the sound of where everybody was at in the 2000s. It was Lazy Eye that sold everybody.
I thought it was a woman like everyone else.
My brother's like, this chick sounds so hot. I'm like, well, that's a dude, so
if you're into that, cool.
Whatever, brother. Hey, I ain't here to judge.
Well, check this out. Since their last album, they actually created their own record label called New Machine Recordings, and they pretty much have taken control of their own musical destiny, and I feel like they're letting loose a little bit more than they have in the past. You can kind of feel there's constraints, like, oh, I've got to make this song sound good.
Right.
Now I can do whatever the hell I want.
Because I'm the boss of me.
I'm gonna straight out of Silver Sun Pickups.
Straight out of Silver Sun Pickups.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
That ain't it.
I feel like they've stayed true to that iconic sound, and I was not disappointed in this new track. That's all I can really say. I wasn't disappointed.
So of all the songs we've talked about today, by far your favorite.
Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, SOB, is dope, and I look forward to hearing it on K-Slug.
I agree with you. Either that or Foals were my favorite two songs.
You know, I think it's neck and neck for me.
You're a necker?
I'm gonna neck on it.
All right, let's neck the hell out of here and go enjoy our Saturday. Don't forget our weekly exchange. You can always catch all this cool stuff / shenanigans at KSLG.com, on iTunes, and of course at LostCoastOutpost.com.
We're on iTunes?
Yeah, dude!
Shut up!
We're authentic!
Ah, what's up, Apple?
Alright, guys, we're out.
I'm just getting into a prophetic vein. Mama moko solo lo basata. Manda de king de din de debo. Someone with a digestive tract problems. Quickly call. Manda de bakasata. We've seen midgets grow. We've seen arms and legs that stop growing because the growth cells that stop. Manda de basata. I don't make this stuff up.
Please, you can't say I don't make this stuff up. Just 5 seconds after you said the words, manda casabasanda.
This has been a K-Slug original production.